Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. The MLB Hall of Fame induction ceremony is tomorrow. I honestly don't know who's getting in. Anthony, do you know who's getting in? Could you inform me real quick of who's getting in? Because this is a thought experiment here. Do you know? He has to look it up too, I think. He does have to look it up. I see him typing furiously over there.
Mariano Rivera, we all know.
Mariano Rivera. Headliner for any Hall of Fame class. The best ever at his job. There's no doubt about that. But the point being is, as Anthony looks it up to get the rest of the names.
All right, so everybody, Edgar Martinez, Mike Mussina, Lee Smith, Harold Baines, and Roy Halladay.
So that is the Hall of Fame class. And the reason I say that is because, to me, it's almost never about who is getting in versus who isn't getting in. And MLB Hall of Fame Induction Day is National PED Day, as far as I'm concerned, because, it's not even really a joke. It's serious. Every time that topic comes up, what is the talking point? About whether Barry Bonds should be in, whether Roger Clemens should be in. And that's on an annual basis. It's never about who actually got in. It's about who still isn't in. And I could hit you with the tired talking points on those things. I mean, I've said them a million times. I don't know how you can have a Hall of Fame and not have Barry Bonds in it. It doesn't even seem possible to me. I mean, I think you have to treat your fan base with some degree of respect and intelligence to know that, of course, Barry Bonds cheated, right? Of course. And a lot of those guys did. But you also are trying to erase a chapter in baseball history. You know, what did I grow up on, that era? What was I doing? Playing home run derby in the front yard? And that was the era. And that generated a lot of excitement for baseball at the time. So you're just telling people who grew up when I did that none of that even happened, essentially? Doesn't matter? I mean, you get in, you can write that on the plaque if you want. And let people decide for themselves how they interpret it or how they feel about it. Because, it's so hard. You can't... It's become nearly impossible to determine who cheated, when they started cheating, how long they cheated for, who may or may not have cheated. You know, like, if there was just some, like, sort of thing you could flash and detect, oh, cheat start date here, you know, and then see if the statistics were totally a result of the cheating or not. But you can't. So put the guys in, let people decide for themselves. I mean, Barry Bonds was the best before cheating. And he was the best at cheating. You know, before Barry Bonds became enhanced Bonds, it was who's better, Barry Bonds or Ken Griffey Jr.? No one argues that Ken Griffey Jr. shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, right? And then when Barry Bonds became enhanced Bonds, he was Babe Ruth. You know, so you can't keep that guy out of the Hall of Fame. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it only hurts the sport because it makes it so that it's a constant talking point, constant, every year at the same time. Because here's what would happen if they got in. If they got in, there would be the outrage and the indignation when they got in, right? The sports writer guy, baseball guy, would get upset. How dare you put these cheaters in? It sullies the game. What about all the clean players? And then it would be over with after that initial reaction because it would be done. But as is, it continues and just goes on and on and on. And it's now solidified itself as a track on the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album. You know, in the summer, sometimes you want to, I would say, throw on we're in the streaming era now. Nobody's throwing on nothing. I haven't seen a CD, and I think the last CD I bought was Jay-Z, The Blueprint 3, in 2009. And even then, I think I was still playing, like, at that point, I was playing MP3s. You know, like, it's amazing that, you know, look at the technology in a sense. Because when I was, vinyl is like a vintage thing that people still enjoy. But I remember records like that. And then I remember cassette tapes. Then I remember CDs. Then I remember MP3s. And all those have died off in favor of streaming. You know, I used to go to the, record store every Tuesday. I would skip school, go to the record store. I had an arrangement with this one teacher because I was in a class where I was the editor of the student newspaper, and that was one class that was back to back with this other class with lunch in between. And because as long as I got the editing work for the student newspaper done, I was good money with that teacher. And then I forget what my other class was. It was like some sort of computer class, but it was full of delinquents. So because I didn't cause any problems, I had an arrangement with the teacher. He just said, you know, how's a 95 sound to you? And I'm like, that sounds good. And I would just do whatever I wanted. So a lot of times I would leave. And on Tuesdays, I'd go to the record store and I'd buy CDs. They were like 18 bucks, 15 bucks at, you know, if you get a good price, $12.99, right? There you go. Actually, I got this album first off Napster before I went out and bought the actual album. But I remember I was in college for this one, and I was playing when these songs out of the dorm room and running down the hall. Yo, you heard the Blueprint? But in high school, I would go to the CD store. What's amazing to me now is you even hear people complain about like subscription to a streaming service. Are you kidding me? You have all music in history for the price of lunch? It's bonkers. All music in history for the price of lunch. But, you know, you want to throw a greatest hits album on when you go on a road trip or something, right? Whoever your favorite, or whatever the vibe is you're feeling. I always say, you know, I'm a hip-hop fan first, but when I'm thinking of a greatest hits album and what I throw on a road trip, I'm thinking of Tom Petty. Like, I feel like his music is perfect for rolling down the windows and you're on a road trip and you're rocking that Tom Petty, right? So I always like putting together the Sports Talk greatest hits album in the summer. And certainly whether steroid guys should be in the Hall of Fame is on the Sports Talk Radio greatest hits album, isn't it? That's definitely it. So here's a few tracks that I know are on the Sports Talk Radio greatest hits album. And tell me if you disagree. But one cut is absolutely, maybe the money cut right now, the biggest hit there is Jordan versus LeBron. That has become, oh, that's the request. Yo, play Jordan versus LeBron. You know, you go to the jukebox. It's Free Falling. Yeah, I just heard Free Falling in the background. Jordan versus LeBron is Free Falling. That'll work every single time. I could have opened the show today and gone, who's better, Jordan or LeBron? 855-212-4227. And people would call. I promise you. Another cut is, should steroid guys get in the Hall of Fame? Should Barry Bonds? Should Roger Clemens get into the Baseball Hall of Fame? That's absolutely a cut on the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album. And if you want to make it two tracks, you get Pete Rose after that, right? But he sort of falls in that mix. Like, should these guys be in the Hall of Fame? I think another track is definitely college athletes and whether they should be paid. Whether student athletes should be paid. Those are, like, to me, the no-brainer cuts on the Sports Talk Radio Hall of Fame. But do you have any submissions, or the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album? Do you have any submissions for the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album? Just a debate that you hear all the time that you think belongs on the track list for the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album. Or is there a particular track that's just your favorite? The one that, no matter what, you like hearing that conversation. You know, do you just, even though it happens every year with the Baseball Hall of Fame, do you like the debate about whether steroid guys should be in the Hall of Fame? Even though it's been echoed endlessly, do you just like the Michael Jordan, LeBron James debate? It is the summer. It's July 20th. Heck, some of you might be on a road trip right now. You might have just got up. You're on your way to the beach, wherever you're going. Hey, maybe you're on your way to work. It's Saturday morning, and you want to hear your favorite greatest hits album, but you like sports talk.
No respect for Kobe, huh, Robin?
What do you mean no respect for Kobe?
No, he's not in that conversation.
Of course not. I mean, that's not disrespect to Kobe. He's just not in that conversation. There's no really objective way he's in that conversation. I didn't even mention Kobe's name. There's no disrespect to Kobe. When have you heard the Kobe versus Jordan argument? It's not a real argument. Only Kobe fans.
Well, before LeBron, wasn't that accurate?
No. I don't think Kobe was ever in that conversation. Kobe was the closest facsimile to Michael Jordan there's ever been. He mimicked the game of Jordan, and he's an all-time great player. I'm not disrespecting Kobe. Kobe's somewhere between, I think, the top 5 and top 15 greatest players who ever lived. Hardly disrespect. But he's never been in that conversation. I think it's only Kobe fans who try and put him in that conversation. Whether you're a Jordan or a LeBron fan, that is the conversation, is Jordan and LeBron. That's objectively the conversation that happens. So to me, that's a cut. Jordan versus LeBron. Should steroid guys and Pete Rose get into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame? Should college athletes be paid? What else am I missing? What is on the Sports Talk Radio greatest hits album? What's your favorite track? So you can talk about any of the ones I've already talked about, or just say which one you no matter how many times you hear it, you like hearing it, or you can make your own submission too. If what I'm missing, let's shape the track list. Maybe we should keep track of how many tracks should we get to? What do you think is the right amount of tracks? I mean, a greatest hits album would be probably more than 10. For the purposes of this, it's not going to be that, you know, entertaining of radio if we're going 10, 12 deep. Would we make 8? Could we get to 8 songs? 8 cuts on the strongest 8? I've got 3 so far I think have to make the track list, but you guys can weigh in as well. It's Summer Sports Talk Radio, so we're playing the greatest hits. 855-212-4227 here on the Robin Lundberg Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
All right, so I'm asking you what the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album track list is. We're taking submissions to come up with the track list, because I could just talk about MLB Hall of Fame induction tomorrow and whether Bonds and those guys should be in, but how many times have we had that discussion? It happens every year around this time of year. So to me, that goes on the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album. At 855-212-4227, along with Jordan versus LeBron, is the most requested song at this moment. And then Should College Athletes Be Paid is another one. Joey Sox tweets in, SEC best conference in football. You know, SEC's dominance is maybe a deep cut. I don't know if it's quite on the track list or not, but maybe a deep cut. USAYT says the song, the Mount Rushmore of anything sports related. Yeah, that is a good one. Mount Rushmore is a cut on the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album, that's for sure. You just call it Mount Rushmore, and you can put it in any way you want. I like that one. Harry Goodtimes tweets in another one, Belichick or Brady as the reason for the Pats' success. That's an interesting one. I didn't think of that one off the top of my head, but that's an interesting one. I like that as a submission. Shep, you said a couple during the break that were actually pretty good. Well, yeah, you gave me like 12 that were terrible, and then you said a couple that were pretty good.
So, Robin, best rivalry in sports, professional or amateur?
Yeah, best rivalry is definitely one.
And then most unbreakable record.
Okay. Yeah, those two I can get down with.
Robin, I got one more.
Okay.
Most dominant team in sports history.
Most dominant team in sports history.
Greatest dynasty.
Best team ever.
Yeah, best team ever, maybe, or greatest, something like that could work. But I like the other ones, unbreakable record and what was the best rivalry, for sure, to go along with Jordan and LeBron. Should college athletes be paid, and should steroid guys get into the Hall of Fame? I like the Brady Belichick one too. That's an interesting one. That's like more of a new, because it used to be Brady Manning. That was the one that would have been on there, but you can't really say Brady Manning anymore. Tom Brady sort of run away with that. So Brady Belichick is a good one. 855-212-4227. What's your submission for the greatest hits albums in sports talk radio? Or what's just your favorite track on said album? Let's go to Brandon in Columbia, South Carolina. Brandon, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
What's up, Brandon?
So I think a good addition would be, are dynasties good for sports, i.e. are the Warriors good for the NBA, are the Patriots good for the NFL, et cetera?
Isn't it kind of an NBA? You're right about the Patriots. They're definitely a dynasty in the NFL, but doesn't that conversation kind of usually dovetail with the NBA? Like, are dynasties actually good for the NBA?
I don't know whether they are or not, but I know it gets talked about.
That's what I mean.
Time.
But I'm saying, is the conversation about sports or is it about the NBA in general?
No, just sports in general. Are dynasties good for whatever league they're in? You know, so Alabama during their run.
That's fair. You know, Alabama's. You know, the fact right. that you brought up Alabama sways me. So yeah, dynasties, good or bad for sports, is definitely a contender to make the track list. You know, if we've got to curate it down to however many tracks, but that's certainly a possible track on the track list. How about Rod in Miami? Rod, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Rod?
Doing good. The one I thought that I hear a lot of is, would this era's championship team beat that era's championship team? That's one that drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know how to exactly put that into proper words. It's definitely like, you know, the 96 Bulls, right? Yeah, you get right. that a lot, or something along those lines. I guess, can you compare eras? I think is the name of the track, actually. Can you compare eras in sports? Because there's always the people who were arguing about it. And then there's always the guy who calls in, I hate this. You can't compare eras. Well, then why are you calling? You know, you usually don't call in about something you're not interested in. Something I found. You know, like, you usually don't comment on something that you're not interested in. You usually don't call in on something you're not interested in. So just a word of advice, if you want people to think you're not interested, even if you write, I'm not interested, or you call and say, I hate this and I'm not interested, you're not really doing an effective job conveying that message, because generally we don't occupy our time with things we're not interested in. Jason Thomas says Pete Rose in the Hall has to be their top five. Yeah, I just kind of put that in with the steroid guys. It's sort of like a two-sided track. Should the steroid guys be in, and should Pete Rose be in?
I have another one.
Uh-huh.
Will Tiger Woods ever officially be back?
Well, is that one gone now that the Masters happened?
Well, but it was for a long time.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. You're right. Will Tiger Woods ever be? Now, the funny thing is, Tiger Woods is probably, like, never going to consistently be good, but he won the Masters. It's taken that drama out, but Anthony's right. That was a track on the track list for a while. I don't know if it still is because of that Masters win. It might have gotten bumped. How about Eli in Sacramento? Eli, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Robin? I was thinking, like, the referees and all the blown calls, you know, like in the NFL and the NHL playoffs, and maybe, like, inserting the replay.
Oh, is instant replay good for sports? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so that's all I had.
Yeah, is instant replay good for sports? It always is brought up. You know where they use it good is tennis, I'll tell you. When I was watching, I got caught up in the Federer-Djokovic match. Was that last Sunday now? And, man, they do a good job with replaying tennis. It doesn't even take a second. I'm like, yeah, there it is. Here's the little close-up of the ball. You can see that it was in the line or it wasn't in the line. I don't know why every sport can't use whatever tennis is using, because they got it. Bill Beck says Tiger versus Jack. I don't know. I get it, but sometimes I don't know if that... if enough people have that debate. DH versus all of MLB for all of MLB. Now, there's some other baseball, like, is baseball boring kind of topic.
No, but he's right. Should MLB get rid of the designated hitter? Or
does that make the greatest hits album? That's definitely an argument. You think it makes the greatest hits album?
I think so, yeah.
I can't remember the last time I talked about it on the radio or another platform.
Baseball is so regional.
Yeah, so, but there's some sort of topic within that of baseball. Like, there's some, like, the changes that baseball needs to make, I think, might be on the greatest hits album at the moment. And then he says, number three, pizza, New York style versus Chicago style. I guess that does sort of, that's like tangentially sports talk. Of course, the answer there is New York. Ben Lloyd tweets in, Brady or Belichick is responsible for New England's success. Second person who's suggested that one, and I like that cut. I'm a fan of that track. Bobby Bonilla Day. That's not a track. Should college athletes be paid? Yes, that is definitely on there.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
They were letting Ice Ice Baby play for far too long that I cut off my intro there. Here on the Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio. You know, I mentioned before, everybody knows me, I'm a big hip-hop head, right? So I love sampling. Like, I love the art of sampling, though. Like, when somebody takes a track and they twist a sample and chop it up into a new way. This is like a jack, not a sample. And every time I hear the song, I can never stop thinking of the time he was on camera and they asked him about this versus Under Pressure. And he's like, well, no, it's not the same. There's just like ding, 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 ding. And mine is like ding, 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 ding. You know, like what? What are you talking about? You know, but I'm continuing the music theme as we are putting together the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album. And I want to know what tracks you think deserve to be on said Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album to go along with such colossal mega smashes as Jordan versus LeBron. Should steroid guys be in the Hall of Fame? And Pete Rose, should he be in the Hall of Fame? Should college athletes be paid? We've had good suggestions like best rivalry in sports, Belichick or Brady as the reason for the Patriots' success, amongst others. What is your favorite Sports Talk Radio greatest hit? 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. How about Elwood in Newberry, South Carolina? You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Elwood?
Hey, what's going on, Robin? Great show as usual. I typically don't agree with a lot of the things that you have to say, but it's usually a good show.
Well, there you go. That's all that matters.
There you go. I mean,
you could be wrong if you want. Yeah.
Hey, we all are sometimes. my thing is the best athlete of all time is probably up for discussion. And if not best athlete, maybe like best running back of all time. But I also wanted to say that the LeBron and Jordan thing, it might be in the CD or in the album, but it's really pushed by LeBron fans. I don't think Jordan fans really.
That's not true at all. Jordan fans get so defensive about it.
No,
that's the reason it's a thing is because Jordan fans get so defensive about the idea of it even being broached.
They might get defensive, but it's because two reasons. Number one, they're right. But number two, the passion that the LeBron fans bring when they start talking about it.
No.
You LeBron fans, man, look, LeBron is a great player. He's not Michael Jordan.
And see, there it is. You just proved it.
Proved your point.
You proved it that it's the best. It's the number one cut right now.
He's not the guy.
In my opinion, he is. And I can argue why. That's why it's a great argument. I also think if you believe, I don't take offense to it. If you believe that Michael Jordan is the best player ever, that's a perfectly reasonable and defendable position. I would never hear you say, this is the difference between, I think, the Jordan fans and the LeBron fans in this case. Because the Jordan thing has so much nostalgic pull to it. When you hear someone say LeBron is the best player of all time, usually Jordan fans, oh, because he's not even close to Jordan. Not even close. 6-0. What are you, crazy? Meanwhile, the other way, I just said, hey, you know, you think Michael Jordan's the greatest player of all time? That's a really good argument. You got a good argument. You know? I think it's LeBron, but you got a good argument. I can argue why I think it's LeBron. But I think a lot of it is fueled by Jordan fans, to be honest with you, not by LeBron fans. I mean, LeBron has just gotten put into the argument in the last couple of years. And that's an argument that's never going to go away. He mentioned something. Oh, running backs. Barry Sanders versus Emmitt Smith may not currently be one, but Barry Sanders versus Emmitt Smith was Manning versus Brady before Manning Brady. I used to have that argument all the time with my dad. You know, I loved Barry Sanders when I was a kid, and he would argue Emmitt Smith. So that was definitely a track on the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album. 855-212-4227. How about Chris in Richmond, Virginia? Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning.
What's up?
So my two I got is greatest sports city. A lot of people say New York versus L.A., but I feel like there's other cities also. But the greatest sports city has to be on the greatest album. And then the second one is should Kaepernick be in the NFL?
That's interesting that you bring that up. You know, Colin Kaepernick has been, no doubt about it, a driving force in sports content for a long time now. I hesitate to, I don't want to use that for this experiment because it's such a serious topic. You know, the start of his protest, why he began it, and then, of course, the involvement of the dude currently occupying the White House and everything else that's gone on since then. So it's not in the, doesn't follow the spirit of what I'm doing quite to the same extent, but you are correct. I mean, if you're talking in the last couple of years, the amount of airtime that has been filled talking about that topic, maybe, you know, Jordan versus LeBron might be close, but those are about it, you know. So definitely that has been a topic. Hopefully it's not, you know, it's one that's going to be more, I think, remembered historically, to be honest with you, though, than a lot of these other topics, because that's a chapter in actual American history for a couple reasons. But you're not wrong. It just doesn't, I don't want to have that debate right now. So it doesn't feel like in the spirit of sort of this thought experiment. How about Rodney in Birmingham, Alabama? Rodney, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm not sure if it's a national sports radio topic, but one that's on the sports radio down here all the time during the dead season is who's the best running back, Herschel versus Bo.
And why Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson?
Well, I think they're by far separated as the two best running backs ever to come through the SEC.
Oh, so regional is what you're saying. I think from a national standpoint, it's much more like if you're using those names, it would be much more who's the greatest athlete you've ever seen, all around athlete. Is it Bo? You know, Bo Jackson comes up in that conversation. To be honest, I've never heard Herschel Walker versus Bo Jackson. But I also, I don't know if I've ever been in Alabama. Have I been in Alabama? I don't think so. Been in Mississippi and Arkansas and surrounding area. I don't know if I've ever been in Alabama. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Tony in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Tony, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
That's kind of funny. Have I ever been in Alabama? yeah. Listen, I was thinking the speculative discussion that occurs frequently is worth one of the tracks. What if they get this person? What if they get that person? Whether it's free agency or the draft, it kind of recycles from sport to sport. Clearly, you know, when the botched trade for Anthony Davis happened, you didn't quit hearing about that until the actual trade occurred. And then it was, well, from there, it was like, who else are they going to get? And what if they get this person? And that's a constant, even on, you know, some of the popular sports television shows.
Well, I mean, it's a very broad topic there. I would work it backwards if you're using what if. You could make the case for the greatest what if in sports history, right? Like, what if Kobe Bryant was not traded for Vlade Divac? How would his career have played out? Or, you know, what if Tom Brady wasn't on the Patriots? How would his career have played out? So if you want to do, like, what if in the same vein as Mount Rushmore, where, like, you just start with what if and then you fill it in, and the Mount Rushmore, and then you fill it in what the Mount Rushmore is, That I could see. Tina tweets in, player-created super teams versus GM-created super teams. I don't know if that makes the greatest hits album. That's definitely something that's come up in the since, I guess, post-decision, right? Because the super team that sort of started the era of super teams in the NBA was the Boston Celtics, I believe. And that was not through free agency. That was obviously through trades and the like. But Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce was the super team, I think, that started the modern era of super teams, which caused the decision, which was really the kickoff to players doing it. LeBron, of course, with Wade and Bosch, and then we've seen several since then. But basketball has always had super teams. They just were put together a little bit differently. So that's definitely a conversation, but I don't know if it's on the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album. You know, we've thrown out Mount Rushmore, best rivalry. Should college athletes be paid? Steroids and Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Jordan versus LeBron. Who's more responsible for the Patriots' success, Brady or Manning? Instant replay was a good one somebody suggested.
What about the one-and-done rule? Should high school players be allowed to go straight to the NBA?
Hmm. Is that kind of how like Pete Rose pairs with the steroid? That sort of is a pairing with the should college athletes be paid? They're related at least, but you know I see that's definitely a conversation that's been had a bunch. You know, straight out of high school, good or bad, one and done rule, good or bad. I think the one that drives the conversation is should athletes be paid in college, but they're certainly related. 855-212-4227. What track do you like the best on the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album? Do you have a submission for the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album? 855-212-4227. Big Money 0331 tweets in, "We don't get defensive, we laugh." And then he types in all caps, "Jordan hovers above," and then in all caps, "Mount Rushmore of basketball." And then there's Kobe, Magic, Bird, and Kareem. And then he goes, "Mr. Pick My Buddies Every Year," in all caps, "Not even on the list." Yes, you don't get defensive at all, except for you're typing in all caps and you're strategically like not even putting LeBron in the top five like a ridiculous person. Yeah, no, you're not defensive whatsoever. Like, nothing's more defensive than reacting to the degree where you're like, "Oh, Mr. Pick My Buddies isn't even on the list." Yeah, sorry. I'm supposed to be number one on everybody's list. Let's see what happens when I no longer exist. How about Larry in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? Larry, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, great show. Love this topic. I was going to say that I love Jordan and LeBron.
So hey, look at you.
And guess what? I will tell you this a million times. I feel Jordan was the greatest player of all time, but I know it's only because he's from my era and he's a Tar Heel, right? But when you listen, like what you said about nostalgia, you were so spot on. You would think that Jordan never missed a shot in his life to hear people talk.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, hey, I was there. He missed shots. He lost games. Trust me. I saw it.
The truth, Larry, is the existence of the debate, right? That's the truth of the matter, because you have arguments for both. You know, I think it's LeBron. People think it's Jordan. Like I said, that's reasonable. But people go crazy on either direction or whatnot. The truth is that it's a real argument because the debate exists and elicits so much passion, right? So for anybody to say it's not a debate or nobody belongs in this conversation, it's simply not true, or else it wouldn't have the life that it has.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're both phenomenal athletes. As like I said, I think LeBron gets far too much hate. I mean, the guy's been the stand-up guy. He's never been in trouble. He helps out the community, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think part of that, you know, there's a couple reasons for it, but I honestly think a part of that reason for the LeBron hate is due to the Michael Jordan conversation. I really do. I think because of that, you see him, he's scrutinized on a, like, per-play, per-possession level unlike any athlete who's ever lived. Like, there's never been another athlete where we were constantly talking about every decision they ever made out on the court and every possession out on the court. And I think that's because of the Michael Jordan standard and the nostalgic, like, folk hero legend that Michael Jordan has become. How about Tyler in Alabama? Tyler, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, yeah, I was wanting to chime in on the greatest hits. It's maybe not in the past couple of years or so, but the Tiger versus Jack conversation, going back to your what ifs, you know, what if Tiger was forced to play with the equipment, the clubs that Jack was playing with, you know, who would be the best then?
You know, it's interesting. I think Tiger Woods has made the most impact on golf. He slowed down a little bit in recent years before this Masters, which sort of put Jack. I just think that's such more of a golf argument than it is a broader sports argument. Maybe that's me not being as big a golf fan. You know, for my own personal Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album, one thing I could have always thrown out in the past is golf a sport? It's grown a little tired for me because I feel like I don't want to be a jerk. And you know, I respect the skill level and the interest that so many people have in golf. But it's definitely like one that I think I sort of just resented anyone ever calling like a golfer the greatest athlete in the world, which is a ridiculous notion to me. So I would you know, talk about whether golf is a sport or not, and that always got a lot of reaction. What track do you want to submit for the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album? What is your favorite track on the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album? 855-212-4227. Arthur Lane tweets in, is Joe Flacco elite? I don't think that's on the Greatest Hits album, but that was definitely a topic for a while. Like, that was a hit. That was a one-hit wonder. A little different than the Greatest Hits album. It was a one-hit wonder, though, for a while. There were a couple years there, people would hit play on, is Joe Flacco elite? But I don't think it stood the test of time because Joe Flacco, you know, isn't elite to that level to be in that conversation. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.